Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. This call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this point. Now I'll turn the meeting over to your host, Marquee Flannery. You may begin.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and thanks for joining me on the call today. I'm going to just mention that we only have two messages so far, so if anyone has any questions that they would like to submit and you'd like to go ahead and start submitting them now, please do so. In the meantime, I will present my remarks to you. So I'm going to begin with an update on our COVID vaccination program for staff, which has gotten off to a terrific start. As I'm sure you've heard, we received our first shipment containing 700 doses of the Moderna vaccine last Wednesday, and we began vaccinating staff the very next day at our 220 East 42nd Street vaccination site. As of last night, nearly 400 staff members have received their first dose of the vaccine, and an additional 750 employees are scheduled to be vaccinated over the next week. We also received another 1,000 doses of the Moderna vaccine from New York City today. Our goal is to provide vaccination doses to 1,000 field staff every week. In another important update, we are no longer prioritizing certain field staff to get the vaccine first. There are now enough slots available to begin offering shots to any patient-facing employees who want them. In fact, we have over 1,500 open spaces for people to get vaccinated in the coming weeks. We're going to continue actively reaching out to staff to ask you if you'd like to schedule a vaccination, but if you have a job that is patient-facing, you could also now reach out to request a vaccination slot by sending an email to schedulemeatvnsny.org. Again, that's schedulemeatvnsny.org. Something else you should know is that we're seeing the same good safety profile for the Moderna vaccine that was reported in the vaccine's clinical trials. When staff get their vaccine shot, we ask them to stay for 15 minutes afterwards to make sure that they don't have any negative reaction. And of the 400 staff vaccinated so far, not one person has had an adverse reaction to the vaccine. I'm sharing this because I know that a number of staff members are hesitant to get vaccinated, and that is your choice. Getting the vaccine is totally voluntary, but it's important that you also know what the science says, which is that the Moderna vaccine is quite safe, and it's also extremely effective at preventing you from getting sick with COVID-19. When the Moderna vaccine was tested in clinical trials, out of the thousands of people who got the vaccine, there was not a single case of severe COVID-19 in that group. And that's why I hope, in the end, everyone at VNSNY will decide to get the vaccine, because it will help you from getting sick and possibly even dying. I'll leave it there. But please consider getting the vaccine when it's offered, and please encourage your coworkers to do the same. I certainly am excited about the fact that our staff are now eligible to receive this vaccine. And I want to remind everyone that if you are scheduled, please show up on time and receive the vaccine, and bring your VNSNY or Partners in Care ID form and a form of government ID with you. I understand that the vaccination process has been going very smoothly, and I want to thank all of the staff who've chosen to get vaccinated, as well as the staff who have helped in make this a very successful rollout. On a sad note, I'm very sorry to say that here at VNSNY, we've lost another staff member to COVID-19. This employee was a home health aide with Partners in Care who died earlier this month. We don't have permission to share any of the details at this time, but we will honor our fallen colleague as soon as we're able. Meanwhile, we hold this staff member and their family members in our hearts. Another 140 staff have tested positive for COVID-19 in just the last few weeks, and the overall positive test rate for COVID in New York State is almost 7%. So I'm going to say it again. Please consider getting the vaccine, and please, everyone, continue wearing masks, practicing social distancing, and wash your hands often. And remember that if you are not patient-facing, but you are age 75 and older, you're also eligible to receive the vaccine at this time. I have another important additional reminder for our patient-facing staff, and that is to continue following Protocol B with every patient you encounter, which includes wearing gloves, a surgical face mask, and a face shield or goggles. And please follow Protocol A when treating a COVID-positive patient, which calls for wearing gloves, an N95 respirator, and face shield or goggles. We're hearing that a number of staff are not wearing a face shield or goggles during patient visits. So please keep in mind that this is an essential part of your protective equipment in the field. Also, as more staff get the COVID-19 vaccine, I want to remind everyone that the CDC recommends healthcare workers continue to follow COVID-19 precautions even after they get vaccinated. According to clinical trial results, it takes about 2 weeks after receiving the second dose of vaccine to develop enough antibodies to reach the 94% efficacy rate of protection against COVID-19 illness. In addition to that, we still don't know whether someone who's been vaccinated can spread COVID-19 to others because that hasn't been studied. I've been speaking a lot about COVID this morning, so I'll close with some good news about two non-COVID topics. First, Government Affairs sent out an email call to action yesterday to VNSOY employees and Partners in Care Home Health Aides to welcome back their New York State representatives who began their new legislative session last week. Thank you to over 225 employees who have participated so far. And for the rest of you, it's not too late for you to participate as well. You can send a message to your representative by going to the original email sent by Dan Lowenstein, or by visiting the VNSNY Action Center on the Government Affairs SharePoint site. New York State is facing a huge budget shortfall this year, and it's important that the legislators know about VNSNY's impact on the communities they represent so that they can help us continue to provide quality care during the pandemic and afterwards, and after the public health emergency. And by the way, you don't have to live in New York State to participate. The campaign is open to all employees. My other good news has to do with our Strength from Within employee giving campaign, which just reported that it raised $138,688, a record amount in 2020. I want to thank everyone who participated in this year's campaign. By supporting our invaluable safety net programs, your gift will have a huge impact on the lives of vulnerable New Yorkers. So that concludes my update, and now I will turn to questions that were sent to the COVID-19 conference call email box. So the first was actually a comment, not a question, but I will read it because it's lovely. So it is. Great job. I want to salute and commend our management and those involved for a well-organized vaccination of our staff. I received my vaccine, and everything is good so far. Thanks for a job well done. Well, thank you for sharing your feedback with us. I appreciate it. And the team that's worked really hard, I'm sure, appreciates it as well. Next. Are the vaccines made with blood products, or are they free of all blood products like plasma? Because of my religious belief, I don't take anything that contains blood products. Tony, do you know the answer to this question?
Sure. Good morning. This is Tony Dawson, Vice President for Quality and Customer Experience. There is absolutely no blood products in the vaccines. These are completely synthetic, so it is perfectly safe for you to get the vaccine. Again, no blood products or no plasma in the vaccine itself. Thanks, Marky.
That's great news. So I hope this person now signs up and gets their vaccine. Next question. Is allergy medicine safe to take before the vaccine, such as Zyrtec nose spray? Tony, I guess this is you again.
Yes, there's absolutely no contraindication to you taking your regular medications before you take the vaccine. Just let the vaccinator know that you take those when you come in to do your consent. Thanks.
Thank you. Next question. What protocols are in place just in case a person does have a reaction? What's on hand in form of equipment, oxygen, et cetera? Tony, you're popular today. You get to answer this question as well.
So we're following all of the state requirements around emergency equipment for vaccinators. So we have emergency equipment in each of the rooms, including EpiPens, which are probably the most useful thing in the event of any type of reaction. We do not have oxygen on site, as we do not have the ability to do that. But we do have all of the equipment as required by New York State, and every vaccinator is also required to be CPR certified. Thanks, Marty.
Great, thank you. Don't go too far, I have another question for you. My question, are you aware of any restrictions on the timing of the vaccine for those who have had COVID-19? I heard in California that people should wait 90 days after they recover from COVID prior to getting the vaccine. I realize that the rules vary by state and wonder if you have any information on this. Back to you, Tony.
So this is a great question. This came up actually yesterday on Andrea's call. Dr. Dobkin answered that question. There is no restriction with you getting the vaccine if you've already had COVID. In some places, they say that you have immunity for 90 days, so there would be no need for you to get the vaccine until 90 days later. However, and that would be if there was a shortage of vaccine. We do not have a shortage of vaccine at the NSNY, so if you have COVID and you are symptom-free, you no longer have symptoms, you can come down and get your vaccine. So you do not have to wait the 90 days.
Great. Thank you. So those were all the questions that were submitted. So if anyone has any other question, we'll take a moment to give you a chance to send it. We have one that just came in that I will answer. But in the meantime, please go ahead and submit questions if you have that. So next question. If we don't take the vaccine now, can we take it in the future? Andrea or Tony, would you like to take this question?
Yes. Marky, and today the answer to that question is yes. As long as we keep offering it, if you don't take it now, you can take it in the future.
Right. But there may be a point where we no longer have access to the vaccine. So I think that's important to keep in mind. We're getting it now, but once we are no longer able to vaccinate, we just may not get it. And I'm sure there will be other places for people to get it, but right now we do have a supply, and it would be good to have people take it. Right. I mean, there is always a chance we won't have it in the future.
Right.
Okay.
That's correct, Marky. Right now we have sufficient supply of vaccine for all of our employees. As Marky mentioned in her opening remarks, we have 1,500 appointments through the end of this month and can create more if necessary. So appointments are not the problem. And if you decide today that you want to think about it for a few more days, you can schedule it in the future. But don't wait too long because we don't know how long we're going to have the supply from the city.
Correct. Great. Next question. If you had COVID, Dr. Fauci said to wait 90 days. Is he wrong? So again, as Tony just indicated, the reason people are being asked to wait 90 days is because the belief is you have antibodies for at least that 90-day period of time. So you don't need the vaccine to be protected, and the vaccine can then be used for others who have not. Do not have the antibodies. As we do have vaccine available, there's no reason to wait, and New York State does not require that people wait 90 days after having COVID to get the vaccine. Did I summarize that well, Tony?
Yes, exactly, Mark. You're perfectly correct. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question. When will general staff be eligible to get the vaccine through the NSNY? So that is dependent on New York State in relaxing the requirements. Right now, we are able to provide vaccine to all direct care staff and employees who are age 75 and older. It's moving quicker than we thought. Initially, it was a pretty restrictive, and now the 75 and older has been added. So I'm hopeful that the availability to staff, other staff, will become available soon. We just don't know. It is New York State needs to make that determination, and we're not able to provide it until we get that clarity from the state. Next question. I am an RN working from home. When do I request an appointment for a vaccine? Andrea, would you like to take this? So this is a clinician, but they are not a direct patient-facing clinician.
So I'm not sure what this person does. It sounds like this person does not go out into the field. And so
correct.
Today correct. So today we are vaccinating all of our staff that go out into the field. So this person sounds like they work from home 100%
yes.
of the time. And we will let them know when they will communicate on these calls and in other ways when we are allowed to release additional staff in terms of prioritizing.
Great. I agree. Based on the role that this person is in, they are currently not eligible for the vaccine. But hopefully we will get that, just similar to the person before that asked about general staff. It will, once the state gives permission, we'll be able to make it available. Next question. Are you holding back this? Yes.
Margie, I just want to say we are looking every day at the categories that are being released by the governor. And every day we are looking to see which of our staff members can be released into the category where they are eligible for vaccine. So this is happening on a minute-by-minute basis. As soon as the governor says, for example, you can vaccinate all of your staff that are 75 years old, we go and we look to see who those people are, and then we put them in the priority, and then they're able to make an appointment. So we are really looking every day at this information. Thank you, Marcy.
Thank you. Next question. Are you holding back the second dose for our employees who get the first dose? If not, are there concerns about getting more supply to do so? So at this point, we are not concerned about getting the supply. When we give the first dose, we schedule staff for the second dose. We have not given a second dose yet because we've only been providing the vaccine for under a week, so no one has hit the 30-day mark yet. As long as we continue to utilize the vaccine, we expect that we will continue to receive vaccine on a weekly basis, and we should be able to provide the second dose to our employees. If something changes in the state and our supply becomes limited, we will let staff know. But at this point, we are operating under the assumption that we will be giving the second dose 28 days after the first dose was provided. Next question. When will all general VNSNY staff receive a vaccine? Will all the boroughs be available, or will employees have to go to 220? So, again, once this governor approves allowing non-direct patient-facing staff or people under the age of 75 to receive vaccine, we will let staff know. Right now, we have to follow the state guidelines, so only those staff who are patient-facing or are over the age of 75 are able to receive the vaccine. And because of the stringent nature in which we have to maintain the vaccine and document and report, all vaccinations are being done here at our 220 East 42nd Street location on the third floor, and all by appointment. People can arrange to get vaccination in the various boroughs. The city is opening hubs throughout the city, so you can make an appointment and get it directly there. We ask anyone who gets the vaccine outside of VNSNY to please let us know and to send us a copy of the vaccination card that you receive at the time that you get the vaccine so that we have documentation on your vaccination status. Next question. What if you contract COVID after the first dose? How long will you have to wait for the second dose? Or do you have to start all over again? So, Tony, I'm going to turn this to you.
Great. So, great question. So, remember, the first dose is the start of the vaccination, and the second dose is the booster dose to give you the longer-term protection. So if you got the first dose and you did, in fact, get COVID, then you would get the second dose as scheduled, provided that you had recovered enough within that 28 days to get the second dose. But we'd also ask you to discuss that with your provider based on what happens with you during your COVID course. If you got hospitalized or were really sick, then we would have to rethink that with your provider. So basically, no, you don't have to start all over again, but we just have to think about the second dose and the timing of that based on your signs and symptoms. Thanks, Marky.
Okay, thanks. Next question. If a home health aide works in healthcare and decides to get the vaccine with another company, is it possible that the aide's spouse can get the vaccine instead? So, unfortunately, we are only able to provide the vaccine to our employees and not to their family members. If that changes, if the state relaxes that in a hope of getting more and more people vaccinated, then we can let our team know. But right now, we are only able to vaccinate our own employees. Next question. I had a rapid test done because I was so sick, but the result was negative. What's the percentage of false positives or false results? So remember, you could be sick with the flu and or some other healthcare condition that has nothing to do with COVID-19. My understanding from a recent call we had with Dr. Dopkin is that the rapid test is extremely effective in its reporting of accurate results. I don't have the percentage offhand. I don't know Tony or Andrea or anyone else on the line if you do.
Marky, the rapid test is an extremely good test, particularly if you're symptomatic, if you have symptoms. I believe, Tony, you can correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's close to 94 or 95% effective for people who are symptomatic. Is that your understanding, Tony?
Yes, that's my understanding. And again, it depends on the type of rapid test. I don't know if you had a rapid test done here, but there are different types of rapid tests that are out there. So it also depends on the manufacturer and where you had the test. But remember, there will always be false. You can always have false negatives with those tests too. So, and as Marky said, just the fact that you had a test doesn't mean that you may necessarily have another, you could have flu-like illness, or you could have had COVID-type illness. So, again,
these are just tools in our
toolkit to do it.
Mm-hmm. I would also say that if this person is still concerned, they should call their doctor, and it's very likely their doctor would tell them to go for a PCR test, which is a different kind of test that has a higher accuracy rate. So that's what I would recommend.
Okay. So it's 11:54. There are no other questions. So we did get a good number of questions from many of you on this call. So I hope that we've allayed some of your concerns. And I hope that you will now pick up the phone and arrange to get scheduled to get your vaccine, because we would love to see as many of our staff get vaccinated as possible.
There's one more question.
I know. I was just about to read it. Yes.
Yes.
I am looking at an NYC.gov website for COVID-19 vaccine, and it states people ages 65 and older are eligible. Are we following state or city guidelines? So do you want to answer this, Andrea? We were told 75.
It just changed. I believe it just changed in the last hour. And okay. I have been monitoring this in literally the last 60 minutes. So I believe it just changed. in the last maybe 30 minutes, we will confirm. We have already looked at how many of our employees are over, or 65 or over. We have that list. As soon as we have a confirmation that we're allowed to do that, we'll move that group to the priority group, and we will start to have your schedulers reach out to you to schedule the appointments. So again, I think this just changed in the last 30 minutes.
Right.
So we'll confirm that, and we'll move quickly on that.
Great. That's good news. And I'm not surprised. I think we're going to see it become available quicker and quicker. So hopefully that will be the case. And again, it will be available in the community because there are hubs that are opening up to vaccinate. So with that, thank you, everyone, for your time. Again, please consider getting vaccinated. It's important to protect yourself and your family members and your colleagues and the patients and each other. So hopefully you'll be able to get vaccinated soon. And I wish you a good rest of your week and look forward to our call next Tuesday. Thank you.